Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 40. Racine police are working with their counterparts in Stevens Point after a man walked into the emergency room at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Hospital early Friday morning with minor gunshot wounds. According to a brief news release, the shooting did not occur in Racine, and Racine investigators are working closely with investigators in Stevens Point to determine what happened. Stevens Point police, however, say the 20-year-old man was with 2013 Racine Horlick grad, 21-year-old Deonta Lazine, last Thursday night when he was shot several times during what is believed to have been a drug deal. At last report, Lazine remained hospitalized. Point police have identified a suspect in the shooting, 30-year-old Kyle Engen. An attempt to apprehend Engen in Dane County Saturday was unsuccessful, and police say he should be considered armed and dangerous. Kenosha firefighters were dispatched to the 4800 block of 70th Avenue before 8:30 this morning for a report of materials burning inside Airflow Technologies. An employee called 911 to say it was near the loading dock and that everyone was evacuating. The first fire units to arrive quickly called for additional equipment and personnel and then mutual aid, which included Northern Illinois and Racine County. After the better part of an hour, a fire investigator was requested along with the Racine fire bells. Meanwhile, an early morning fire on Racine's west side involved some roofing material on top of the Incinerator building at 21st and Ohio Streets, for which a chemical compound was used by fire crews. On-scene reports had the fire department having to tell workers to evacuate despite alarms sounding. The employees were placed across the street, but because of the 31-degree weather, they were allowed back in the complex as a group in a specific spot until fire command gave the all clear. The rubberized surface at Kenosha's all-inclusive Dream Playground failed 14 of 17 safety tests, and the playground will be closed until a solution is found. A testing report from Meek Playground Surfacing of Wind Lake found only three areas tested within safety standards for protecting from head injuries in a fall. Chain link fencing has been installed to restrict access to the playground. It was also found that areas of the surface are not weathering well, which City Administrator Frank Pacetti told the Kenosha News is a separate issue that is also being addressed. The Dream Playground opened last year after a three-year fundraising effort and has been very popular. The Wisconsin Realtors Association latest report on housing sales and median prices has mostly good news for the state as a whole, but Racine County showed some vulnerability last month. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
For the month of February, Racine County sales declined 4.2%, but they were up 8% in Milwaukee and 14% in Kenosha. Median prices dropped 11% in Racine County, rising 4% in Kenosha and 12.6% in Milwaukee. The eight-county region showed a 3.6% sales gain combined, 5% increase on the median prices. Through the first 2 months of the year, Kenosha County sales were up by 24.7%, 7.9% in Milwaukee, just 1.6% in Racine, 7.2% for the entire region. And median sale prices went up an average of 6.8% for all the eight counties, a 3.8% decline in Racine County, 17% rise in Milwaukee, and 8% increase in Kenosha. Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
An open house on the future of Racine's North Beach is being held this evening at Memorial Hall. Dottie K. Bowersox, the City of Racine's public health administrator, says a number of issues will be discussed, and they're hoping for a big crowd.
Just as many people as possible that are interested and utilize, live near, drive by, have any comments, concerns, perspectives, compliments about the North Beach Park area.
The information gathered at tonight's open house will be used in the development of a master plan for North Beach and the surrounding park, which is expected to take more than a year. Bowersox says more meetings will be scheduled as the plan is developed. Tonight's meeting on the North Beach plan will run from 6 until 8:30 in the Sapphire East Hall in Memorial Hall. According to the National AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, nearly 90% of U.S. drivers admit to at least one risky behavior behind the wheel each month. David Pabst of the state DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety says distracted driving is an increasingly prevalent and dangerous problem and comes in many forms.
We see drivers eating, talking on the phone, looking at maps, fiddling with their radio, even brushing their teeth. What they all have in common, though, is that they're dangerous and potentially deadly. So we're just reminding people that driving requires your full attention, and taking your eyes off the road, even for a few seconds, can have tragic results.
And talk about risky behavior. Kenosha County law enforcement was told Sunday afternoon to watch for someone who appeared to be driving with their feet while texting. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.